glad you're with us on this Wednesday edition of Take 5 at the Journey, and I want to share with you today a prayer in the Bible. It's in 1 Chronicles 4, verse 10. And this is a man of God crying out. It says, Jabez cried to the God of Israel, saying, Oh, that you would bless me. God, would you bless me? It's not wrong to ask God to bless you. Let the blessing of the Lord be upon us. I tell you what, one of the greatest revelations I ever got in my life is that God wants us blessed. We can speak a blessing. We need to live in a blessing. Number two, it says, enlarge my borders. That, increase my life. Expand my influence. Put those tent stakes further out in our life. Let my faith continue to grow. Number three, we really need this. God, keep your hand upon me. I need your hand upon me. God, you can guide me and direct me however I go in life. Lord, I need your hand upon me. And number four says this, Lord, keep evil away from me. So, it's very important that we believe for the protection of God. Just even in this last week, seeing 11 Jewish people killed while they were dedicating children, and a gunman goes in and kills them while they're in their synagogue. Very devastating story, and how useless and wasteless all this. It's crazy that someone would do that. But you know what? In this day and time, we need to pray that God would protect us. Pray that germs are not on our food. Pray that God's hand would be upon our children and watch over them while they're at school. This prayer wasn't something just in the Old Testament, but it's New Testament stuff. And sometimes we go through, it's a great scripture just to learn and just to actually pray. I pray the Lord's Prayer a lot every day of my life. And I do it maybe, I don't want to exaggerate, 8-10 times a day. And I'll just stop and our Father, which art in heaven, I'll just say, God, thank you. Thank you for being my Father. And there'll be parts of the Lord's Prayer as I'm saying that will just jump out to me. And I prayed scripture over in my life over and over. And this is a powerful scripture right here found in 1 Chronicles 4:10. Memorize it, get it in your heart, and begin to believe God, that God will honor that request. I love you. I want you to say to yourself this day, God is a good God, and the devil is a bad devil.